sometimes the referees won't give into that and sort of find a way. Did you find that offensive or troublesome or curious or anything?
I find anything, honestly. We're preparing for game one on Sunday, and that's what it's about. Two really good teams. You know, and we know our coaching staff will have us prepared and going out there in game one and being ready.
Now, that's a big part of your defense, defending with your feet, though, and getting position also. Guys like Shane, guys like Udonis. I mean, that's something you guys need to do, correct, also? Even you took a couple last series.
I mean, we're a defensive-minded team. Mm-hmm. We understand that's our staple. And, you know, when we defend at a high level, we give ourselves a better chance.
Last series was a very emotional series for you personally with Carmelo and the fact that it was the Knicks. Pacers are an interesting team, a deep team, not necessarily a superstar team. Will motivation be an issue at all?
No, it's the playoffs. If you need motivation in the playoffs or any extra motivation, it may be a little problem. I think we're looking forward to the next series. You know, it was a great series that we had against New York, and we want to continue with our, you know, continue with the same way we've been playing.
They had some pretty strong comments at Trax yesterday. Are you surprised that coming out of the Pacers, they're not exactly known as the traditional Trax?
We don't get caught up in it, honestly. We just want to play the game, and game one is what we're looking forward to. We've been thrown under the bus. We've heard the worst. We've heard everything. I mean, there's nothing that you can say to our team that's going to get us extra motivated or downers, or we don't really care. We don't get involved in it. We're here to play basketball, and that's what it's about.
LeBron, can you talk about the enthusiasm with the team on the bench? It seems like the guys after a big player, a big three,
guys are just jacked up. It's the biggest part of the season. I mean, this is the playoffs, and guys are excited and want their teammates to do well. We all get excited for one another when someone makes a great play or does something that results in a good play for our team. So it's exciting.
Not that guys weren't excited before, but it seems like Roney's a little bit more overzealous than most over there on the bench when all you guys
do. Man, it's fun. It's fun over there on the bench, man. Guys is just as much as in tune as the guys on the floor. So that's just great team camaraderie that we have.
LeBron, can you talk about your matchup with Granger, what you try to take away from him and what you try to go at him with?
I might get in the books first. I haven't gotten the books yet. Today was our first preparation day. I get in the books, get into the film session, and prepare over the next couple days. He's a very good player. He can shoot the ball. He also can drive, make pull-up jumpers and things like that. But, you know, we'll see. I don't know the tendencies yet. I haven't gotten to my homework yet, so, you know, we'll see. I mean, for me, what I'm going to do, I'm aggressive no matter whoever I'm playing against. So, you know, he's going to have to guard me as well.
Do you think the Pacers get the respect they deserve? I mean, they were only four games worse than you during this season, but not a lot of people know about
them.
Do they kind of go under the radar, or what do you think?
I mean, they're a good team. It's a lot of teams out here that gets a lot of the bulk of the papers. I mean, of course, us being one of them, the Lakers, Oklahoma City, San Antonio, somewhat. You know, San Antonio is the most flying under the radar team that we have in the league. They're always up there, so. They're a good team, man. We understand it. We know it.
When you do that homework, do you start looking at their favorite moves, their counter moves, the counter? What goes into that preparation?
Well, everything. Their likes and dislikes out on the floor. Everyone has a something that they love doing more than others. You go with the percentages and you live with it. Me as a defender, I try to stop the first move and the counter. You know, and if he has a third one, I try to stop that too. But as NBA players, as you've seen in the last series, I stopped one move from Melo, I stopped his counter, I stopped another one, he's a fadeaway jumper in my face at the end of the third quarter. So, you live with those, you know, when you just try to, you know, play as hard as you can, get into the books, you know, and then you live with those results.
LeBron, you have more points in your postseason career than everybody in the experience factor, obviously, tips great. Can
the
experience almost help them as far as being low skill and
having
a whole lot to
lose? It's a seven-game series, and both teams feel like they, they can win the series. They feel confident, and we're a confident bunch. So it doesn't matter, experience or inexperience. It's a playoff game, and both teams are looking to play well, and we look to play well to start the game off in Sunday.
LeBron, a lot of people talk about how you need superstars to win in the playoffs. I mean, they've got some guys who've been in All-Star games, but not the traditional superstars. They're more balanced, what have you. How do you kind of look at that? I mean, you see in the West, Denver's battling the Lakers, a more team-oriented team. How do you kind of look at the
playoffs? Man, this is a team game. When you look at the history of the game, there has been more superstars on teams that's won championships, but that's also been an exception to the rule. When you look at the 04 Pistons, who didn't have a quote-unquote superstar. With Big Shot Billups and Rip and Ben Wallace and Rasheed and Tayshaun and the rest of those guys. At the end of the day, it's, you got five guys on the floor that's competing for one another, and just trying to do what needs to be done to help the team win. And that's what matters.
Appreciate it, my man. Right. Thanks.
Thanks, LeBron.